Happy, happy hump day. Happy, happy, whatever day you're listening to the podcast. Either way, thank you so much for listening. I am 26 episodes in now, and I would love to hear your feedback via Instagram at Lisa Nicole Music, or please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, subscribe there, or on Spotify. And another way to show some love to the podcast is to screenshot your favorite episode and tag me in your Instagram stories. And if there's anyone you think I should have on the podcast that has an amazing story, let me know, because I'm really loving doing the interview style. So as you can tell, my regular intro isn't happening right now because my MacBook died. Insert crying face. Apparently, the hard drive was no longer love and life, and that means I've lost all my content. Literally. Oh my gosh. Anyways, I'm sending it in for data recovery, so please send a little prayer for me. I'm an idiot because I didn't back it up. So all my creative content over the last few years, oh boy. Anyways, so it may be a minute until I have a fun intro and outro back on here. In the meantime, I did want to let you know that I'm doing this fun Instagram Kootenai Live and Local series, May 26th to 29th at 4 p.m. What I'm doing is I have a local business and a local artist come on each evening, and I have different editions. So today was Kaskar, tomorrow's Nelson, and I also have Rosalind and Trail. So I'm super excited and just happy to share some local love and support out there. So tune in to my Instagram Live tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And I know some of you listening have no idea where I'm talking about, and they're actually really small towns, but I will myself also be playing a few songs, and the artists are so awesome to check out too. So it's really fun. Let's head over to today's podcast, which is episode number 26. I'm so excited for today's podcast, and I'm really loving having guests. These conversations are so fun. Today's guest is an optimist. She's a love giver for sure, a holistic nutrition junkie. She's just as obsessed with fitness and adventure as I am, which is probably why she is also my best friend. She is the sweetest person in the world, I swear. So outgoing. I love her. Her career is taking off as a fitness model. She's an incredible vocal instructor and a new dog mom. Welcome, Shelby Bebekaya.
Thank you. Such a good intro.
Okay, so obviously I know a ton about you because we're best friends. And I know that you have two passions for fitness and music, which is how we met and we became best friends. But we've spent most of our friendship living apart, but we can't stop talking whenever we see each other.
Truth.
True. So this is going to be fun, but I want you to tell in short a bit about your background. That brings you to who you are today. So Shelbs, tell everybody who Shelby Bebekayev is.
Well, currently I'm living in Grand Forks, BC. I'm a Kootenai kid at heart. Mm-hmm. But we moved from Salmon Arm here just shy of a year ago. Yeah. And I opened up a soul studio here, which I did have in Salmon Arm. Yeah. So I sadly had to say goodbye to all my clients and students, but I did reopen here. So I'm teaching piano, music, so all sorts of music. So piano, singing, songwriting. I also work for the Ministry of Family and Child Development. So I work with special needs, and we do fitness training like hikes, biking, all sorts of things, which has been interesting during Corona.
Yeah.
It's slowed down a little, and we've had to wear masks and gloves in the works.
We're going to get into that totally. We're going to get into that.
And then, lots of food prep, nutrition, and just life skills coaching. Yeah. So basically, I'm a community support worker slash life skills coach with high functioning special needs as well. So I'm doing that. And then on the side, it's more a little fitness training for others and yoga instructing for others. But my main bread and butter is the ministry work and my soul studio music lessons.
And I swear to God, every time we get together, it's like I get like my free like life coaching. Yeah,
totally.
Like, I'm like, okay, so I've changed this up in my diet and I'm doing this now. Like,
what do you think? It's great. We bounce it off each other.
Yeah.
I learn from you just as much as learn from me.
Okay, so we're gonna dig deep into your story and a few things. And I know you're sponsored by Nike.
Yes.
And Lululemon.
Yes.
And which is like, I don't know, big deal. I'm sponsored by Lululemon.
Well, it's not.
We're both like wearing all Lululemon, right?
They're my bread and butter. I love them so much. And I mean, I love that they're local, and I love that they support their athletes, and they actually listen to your feedback.
Totally.
So when I'm wearing certain things for yoga or hot yoga, and something becomes maybe too sweat wicking, where then you leave soaked looking.
Right.
Or it's sweat wicking enough, but it also dries quickly. Mm-hmm. So they're not, you know, you don't see the sweat on the pants when you leave. Things like that, they actually listen and respond by changing and their apparel and their products to make them better and better for whether it's running, HIIT training, you know, CrossFit, stuff like that, as well as yoga. So I reached out to Nike and Lulu because I do race here and there, just some cross country.
Just some minor triathlon training. No big deal.
And so I get a little bit from them, or free product, or a little bit of payment with free product as well.
When you reach out to them, was it just like an email, or did you go into the store? Or like, how did you?
Both. For Lulu, I went into the Kelowna store and Vancouver. I think that's on Robson, or I went to them there and I wrote to them as well. And then Nike I wrote to, and then just sent them like pictures and different calendars of my training and stuff like that, and videos of me doing my thing a little bit, just short and cute videos of me with a GoPro like running and stuff. And just kind of told them my story, and like they, of you course. Know, they have big sponsors for, but I'm like a little micro little girl just trying to do my thing. And and then the brand ambassador for Manduka, I loved their work and they said, you know, they had a little thing on their website, click if you want to be a brand ambassador. Right, I said, well, I might as well try.
I haven't tried their.
It is like one of, I would say, arguably the best yoga apparel. Mm-hmm. I don't know so much for fitness because I only use it for yoga, but like you can drop into the splits from a standing position and you won't feel it. Like there's no resistance against your skin, yet there's compression.
Right.
So, and again, they're really good with feedback.
Uh-huh. I think it's amazing when brands really take into consideration what their customers or clients or their their ambassadors say. One thing I love about Lulu is whenever like, something's pleating or ripping, I go into the store.
Yeah.
And they know that I'm obviously a customer.
Yeah.
But they fix it. Or they 100%. Just replace it.
Yeah.
Often they just replace it for me.
Yeah. And they've done a lot it's of amazing. That as well for me, as well as they have their sweat collective. So if you have done instructing or you are an instructor, you just have to give them proof of who you are and your schedule and stuff and agenda. Right. And then they're able to do that. So when you go into the store, you just show them your ID and then you get that percentage off.
Okay.
So I told my girlfriends, and a lot of them that work at the gym here in Grand Forks didn't know about that.
Oh my gosh. So they, I didn't know that. I
helped sign them up. I'm like in the back at the gym.
Right.
And I'm just helping the girls at the desk like apply. So if anyone is out there that is instructing yoga, fitness, any kind of like, you know, even outdoor hiking and guiding and stuff, like I don't think I would
qualify it, because I did take my CrossFit level one, but I've not been teaching it but
yet.
No, yet.
You never know.
Just had something else onto the good old schedule.
Yeah, I know. You've got a lot going
on. So okay, that's amazing, all your sponsors and ambassador stuff. But you're also totally an amazing and beautiful model. You're published.
I am, for the first official time.
Oh my gosh. And like Sports Illustrated, Summer's Magazine.
Yes, Summer's Magazine is the first spread. So you can get the hard copy. If you follow me on Instagram and Facebook, I have links. You can order that specific issue. It's issue 32 on Summer's Mag. So I got a few, I think it was page 3-7.
Beautiful.
There's some of my favorite photos they did use.
They're
which
so
I'm
so pretty.
But the tricky thing was like, it was Summer's in the Shoe Swap was the umbrella of what we were going for. So they wanted a bit of a makeup look, fun, flirty. I did some yoga on the beach and got pictures, some with me in a sun hat, more classy.
Yeah.
You know, they also wanted ones that were a little more risque.
Yeah, totally.
So it depended on what they wanted for which issue. So we just put in a little bit of each because it wasn't always like who's got the best bum shot or the best bikini or the best like setting. It was more like they wanted to tell a story in your spread and then throughout the entire magazine, another story. So it was kind of a hit and miss, and you just sent in 24 photos and they chose their favorites.
So do you find it hard? Because I find whenever I do, in this sense, when I do a photo shoot and I get all the photos back and I'm like, I love these and these I hate that angle, that's my bad side, like nobody can see that. But you have to kind of give all your photos over
pretty much,
and they may pick the one that you're just like, that's the worst photo of me.
And you know how that is on Facebook when someone tags you in something and you're like, really?
Yeah.
Like I'm like half smiling or like that is not flattering. I have a zit and you can see it.
Like, did you not see that?
Out of all of them, you chose that one.
Yeah.
But no, we did choose some of the best that we thought were the most suitable for what they were going for. Right. And then from there, they chose what they thought were the best. So we still didn't submit like ones that I wasn't okay with, which I love. And that's why I also love the Maxim and the Sports Illustrated stuff, because I was more in control.
Yeah. So tell us your story about that.
Yes.
How did that, how did it start? It started with Maxim, wasn't it?
It started with Maxim. Okay. Yeah. They were looking for like, you know how Maxim has like hometown hottie and stuff? Same with Sports Illustrated. This was very similar, I believe. Yeah. But it was mainly like, you know, a local girl going for it, getting her community behind her and sponsoring her and voting for her for free and with money. And so my girlfriend said, okay, I'm going to sign you up. You're going to do this. Yeah. And I did feel ballsy at the time. Yeah. So I was like, I'm doing this. Okay.
Yeah.
I completely chickened out. So after I've signed up, I completely chickened out. I wanted to pull out.
Oh.
But then the morning of the very first day of the contest, Maxim wrote in and they said, this is your last chance, like final hours to get your portfolio going so people can start voting.
Right.
And I was like, oh, I said I would do it. Shelby, could you one round.
Yeah.
One round and then you can pull out. And so I told my girlfriend I'm doing one round. So I did that and then round and round and round later. I forget, it was like top 20, I think it was.
Yeah.
That's when it started to like really pick up.
Right.
So from there,
people started recognizing you.
People started recognizing me, and it was a lot of like sponsorship. So it wasn't just about the free votes now. It was a lot about, you know, who can raise money for this cause.
Oh, okay.
That was another thing. Like, what is your moral fiber and what's behind you? What's your story? What's your intention? So for me, it was like, I don't just want to make like the cover, but I also wanted to put the money back into Soul Studio and provide lessons for special needs. So it wasn't going to be just through the ministry work. It was going to be special needs were able to come to my house like they were doing, but for a reasonable price so the families could afford it.
Yeah.
That was kind of my intention and the initiative behind the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But of course, the cherry on top would be making the front cover, getting 10 grand, and then being Maxim's cover girl, that title.
Right. Right.
But during that time, and I was getting sponsorships, Sports Illustrated had reached out and we were just communicating, but I couldn't really say anything because I had no idea if it was going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And I was in shock. I kind of thought it was a joke at first. I didn't
know. So what did they just email and you'd be like, what did they say? What
Instagram.
Instagram.
Because I was kind of all over Instagram with Maxim and lots of hashtags. So I was easy to find.
Right.
And I actually was really interested in seeing what Sports Illustrated was about, but they were.
Well, because that's totally more your niche.
It is.
Right.
It is totally. I didn't understand though, because I thought it was more US driven. Right. So I thought, no, I'm already in the Maxim contest. I can't just jump. Like, that would make no sense. But long story short, I was in contact with Sports Illustrated and that was my number one choice.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, maybe I need to like pull out a little bit of the Maxim thing and go for the dream.
Yeah.
And we threw down numbers and again, moral fiber and what they were looking for. And I wanted to make sure it was something I was on board with. And now I'm working with them.
It's incredible. Like when I got here this morning, she's like, yeah, I'm going to Nelson next weekend to do a photo shoot for Sports Illustrated. Like, no big deal. Yeah. It's amazing. And also to get paid for to do it. And then they pay for all your travel.
Like, they put me up and like I get to choose a lot of what I wear and they reimburse that as well, and like spray tans and the whole thing to get you.
And then also like throughout the year, don't they pay for like facials and
they pay for some facials and some hair extensions and like when I got my hair done in Van, you know, it's a hefty price and they definitely pay for that. So and again, I mean, I think each year will change and I don't know if they're going to use the images in their print or online. Both, they have all rights to those photos, so they can use them in 3 to 5 to 10 years. They might not use them right away. They've probably got lots of girls doing what I'm doing, you know, and it's at a micro level. Like, I'm not like Giselle, like the big spreads and front page, but I mean, it's so cool to experience this. And they okay a lot of, like I said to you, makeup artists and hairstylists.
Right. That's what,
so I can work locally.
Right.
You know, right now during Corona, I can't always fly. Can't fly out anywhere right now, actually. The location's key for me to be able to do that.
Yeah, it's interesting that, she's just doing it in Nelson, which is a small town.
Mm-hmm. And my last one was Kelowna. I just send them pictures and stuff of the work that I've done with certain makeup artists and hairstylists and photographers. And then they approve it. And so if they pre-approve it, I can go work with them again and then submit.
Yeah.
But again, I would probably submit about 50 photos and then they would choose like the top 10.
Yeah.
But they have rights to all of those photos. Yeah. So they, I have to be prepared that I've sent them in. They could be shown. So yeah. I need to be okay with them.
Yeah.
That's why I love the teams I work with too, because you can work with a photographer that might take an angle that you don't love.
Yeah.
And you might feel vulnerable. And then mm-hmm. now they have that. I haven't had any issues with that, but that's why I am, you know, I pick and choose closely.
Okay. So I obviously know that you're like, you have to exercise to look how you do, but you all, you naturally are beautiful and have an amazing body and an amazing bum. But, let's chat about your exercise routine. Okay. I know you're always changing on depending on what's going on, whether you're eating and training for longevity or aesthetics or so if
or
you want to.
Performance.
Yeah. So what, yes. like maybe you could start on what you're doing now.
Yeah. So I was training for a triathlon. So it's 1.5K swim, mm-hmm.
yeah.
40K bike, and then 10K run. That's what I was currently training for. But the issue is Corona. So a lot of that got canceled. All yeah. of it, in fact. And so I was eating to perform.
Right.
So I was, you know, my carbs were up, eating right. healthy amounts, and like basically what bodybuilders would say, you know, get on the gain train.
Right.
So not worrying too much about aesthetics. But then now that I do have a shoot coming up.
Because you want to build muscle, right?
Yes.
So like what would a day of you eating, what would you maybe eat?
Oh, well, I usually work out fasted. And yeah, then I usually too. Eat my first meal between 10 and 12,
yeah,
whatever.
Same.
Yeah. And so, but kind of the bodybuilding way. So like, yeah. you know, maybe a handful of seeds. And then when you get home from the gym, you know, or you finish your laundry 20 minutes later, then actually have your carbs and your right. protein. And I don't count macros. I don't weigh myself. Mm-hmm. I don't measure myself.
Yeah.
I never have. That's another thing. It's kind of innate and primal the
yeah,
way I've
you're
been
more mindful,
eating.
Mindful eating. I
yeah.
guess.
And informative yeah. eating and yeah. intuitive eating.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've kind of grown up doing this, so I know mm-hmm. what to do if I want to cut or if I want to build.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is. And then when you hit a plateau, because everyone knows homeostasis is a real thing.
Yeah.
So when you plateau, then I know kind of how to kick it into gear.
Right.
You know,
maybe,
so.
Hey, maybe you should explain what that is for listeners, because mm-hmm. most people maybe wouldn't know what that is.
Yeah. Plateau?
No, homeostasis.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, if you've been training and eating in a specific way, mm-hmm. your body will adjust. If you're cutting and you're exercising, you're gonna have to eventually cut more
yeah.
and exercise more
right.
and then eventually you're gonna have to reverse diet at some
yeah.
point. That's
yeah.
kind of how that happens. And then I mean, even hitting plateaus, I always thought just go harder,
right?
harder, but 7 days a week's hard enough, and
yeah.
sometimes two times a day was hard enough, and my coaches and mentors were like, you gotta do like more yoga and more carbs
yeah.
and take some time off,
right?
You know,
rest is so important, and a lot of people don't really recover. Yeah.
And I, you know, am definitely a fitness addict.
Yeah.
Like I am a junkie. I like to say like a fitness masochist, excuse that word. But I mean, it's true. Like I love it. It's what gets me off. So
yeah.
then I get a little carried away.
Yeah.
I can get away with a lot because I am a mesomorph. My parents are both shredded and my
yeah.
sister like long and lean and
yeah.
tall. And
mm-hmm.
I can get away with a lot, but
right.
I also know where I plateau and what that looks like and how to adjust. So
yeah.
a day right now would be like work out, fasted, then have a little snack, and then have an actual meal.
Yeah.
And it's all generally balanced.
Yeah.
And if it's not balanced, it's a weekly balance if
mm-hmm.
it's not a daily balance.
Right.
So say one day's higher carb,
yeah.
it'll be lower fat. The next day
right.
or 2 days later will be the opposite.
Like the 80-20 thing that we kind of
generally,
talk about.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Or some people, especially my CrossFit friends, some people from eating disorders, recovery,
mm-hmm.
People just in general, if they get weirded out by that, they just eat a solid balance every day. And
yeah.
that's totally cool mm-hmm. too. Right now, I am just doing balance, 4, maybe 5 little mini meals.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of doing the grazing right now.
Right.
But I definitely have done lots of keto,
yeah.
intermittent fasting,
mm-hmm.
like heavy duty juice
yeah.
cleanses, bone broth fasts, different
yeah.
things like that. I've played with all the things out there from Whole
yeah.
30 to Paleo. You know this.
Yeah.
We talk all about this.
all
time. I do rotate and I cross train my diet as much
yeah.
as my fitness.
And so sometimes I feel like, you know, people who aren't into fitness and diets per se,
mm-hmm.
I hate that word, they would look at something like that. What I do as well is kind of similar to what you do with like kind of switching things up every once in a while.
Yeah.
And they think that you're like yo-yo dieting. You
oh,
know?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just trying something else
diet.
Or seeing what's working for my body now.
Yeah.
Things change.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And like what makes you feel less hangry.
Yeah.
And knowing there's phases, like getting into
yeah.
ketosis can be painful. But
right.
yeah, if you're going to go straight from like a high carb week or high carb day even,
yeah.
and then you're going to go and fast, you probably will be hangry.
Yeah.
So you want to get into ketosis. ketosis slowly first, and then you can keep pushing the intermittent fast window.
Yeah.
Right? And do that. And they always say, like, intermittent fasting and keto are like kissing cousins type thing, right? You don't have to necessarily do keto as well as the fasting, but it's easier, I find, than having a high carb meal and then going and taking 16 to 21 hours off of eating because you did have those carbs in you. So the glucose levels are wonked. So I've learned that for me, and a lot of this wasn't about aesthetics. It was all about, like, how can I climb this mountain and run and sprint and maintain this energy level to work and own your own business and do all the things you want to do and travel and still feel great.
Yeah, exactly.
Not have crazy moods either. Yeah. So it's definitely not just aesthetics.
Right. You know? And so how your training and eating for performance, which we just talked about, be different from aesthetics?
Yep. So performance would be much higher carb and more food in general and more training. Mm-hmm. And then I would dial it back and do more Pio, which is like a Beachbody Pilates yoga kind of burpees blend.
Yeah.
And nice, crisp, long walks, like power walks.
Right.
Or even just walk, run, like take it easy. Not like my crazy Shelby runs.
Yeah.
Not as much Tabata. Not as much HIIT.
Right.
Not as much plyometrics.
That's because you don't want to build as much muscle. Like, you
well,
don't get
and because I have to eat quite a bit in order to maintain that.
Right.
And yeah, because every time you do build muscle, you do gain some fat as well. And that's totally normal and natural. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that. But if I want to slim down, I'm going to cut my calories. Yeah. I'm going to have fewer carbs.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to take it a little bit easier on the training.
Yeah.
I might just split it up, split training.
And of course, for anyone that's listening, like, everybody is totally different. So your body might not respond to what Shelby's talking about. And it's great to just do a lot of trial and error.
Yeah. 100%.
To see what makes you feel best and how you can perform the best and you're not hangry.
Yeah. And there have been times when I did some modeling for different, like, music videos, or when I was like a go-go dancer and I was doing some bum modeling. I was
Bia
for like
Boro, right?
Bia Boro. I was doing some panty modeling for them, and I did a little Licenza. And so I had to, like, I was figuring it out. So there were times where I was like over exercising and totally training like an athlete and then eating like a supermodel, and that can only last so long too, because you kind of get hangry and you wouldn't know it. I wouldn't like project onto somebody, but internally I'd be like, oh, I'm not feeling so hot and so good, you know, and your hair may thin and little things like that, and you're like, okay, this might be at an unhealthy level. But I also have juiced. I love my juice cleanses. But again, I don't want to be an advocate for that because I don't want people to take what I say and then like run with it.
This is going to work for me.
Totally. Right? And it could be super unhealthy for someone. And then some girls losing her hair and losing weight. And then, well, Shelby and Lisa said this.
Exactly.
And I just, no. Talk to a trainer, get second opinions, talk to your doctor, things like that. But yeah, do what works for you 100%.
Do you want to switch over to music for a second?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's do it.
I feel like we've talked a lot about fitness. We could talk forever about it, but. Okay. We met, we took a Sel Clark College Contemporary Music and Technology program in Nelson.
Yes.
Where you're heading back to do your Sports Illustrated photo shoot. No big deal. And we've both taken different yet similar paths. I've done more of the artist route and a lot of touring and stuff, but you are a vocal instructor and for Soul Studio, which is your own business. Tell everybody. I know about it, but no one else does. So tell how you started, how you built up your clientele.
Okay. And I mean, I did go to Selkirk College, so shout out to all the instructors there. They are still my friends today. I love them. They're so supportive and they taught me pretty much everything I know. I mean, I developed my own artistry through practicing and going on tour myself. I really fell in love with teaching. Like at first I was doing the artist thing, the tour, the gigs.
Yeah, you did that a bit.
And then teaching on the side. That was my side hustle. And then I just totally switched gigs.
I was never going to go down the teaching route. I'm not a teacher.
You totally could, but you got to have to want it, you know?
Yeah.
And it'll click if you know you're supposed to do it. And for me, it totally clicked. I made the shift and I performed less and less. Yeah. And then I started teaching and I fell in love with it more and more. And then when I got certified in Pio in Nashville by Shalene Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
So the head, like the creator of Pio.
Did you meet
her? I got to meet her. Yes, I did.
Oh, cool.
So that was really cool. So I started incorporating that into my studio as well.
Oh, like what do you mean? Like how?
I used a lot of the Pio techniques. And because I'm not certified in yoga, but I'm certified in Pio, I switched the format. I couldn't say I was teaching Pio. It's not really legal. So I made my own like stretch and sing. And I kind of took the best of Pio that I loved and the best of yoga. And I called it a stretch and sing.
Yeah.
And then I told everyone what I was certified in and what I wasn't. And then whoever wanted to sign sign up and try, go for
it. So inventive.
Yeah. So I was like, let me do this. I want to do what I love and teach it and spread the joy, yeah. but do it all legally. And mm-hmm. so I incorporated that into music. And then I just kept getting phone calls. And I was born and raised in Salmon Arm. And though I left and traveled, I taught in Thailand. Yeah. I moved to Thailand. I moved
Which
and
is
traveled.
Where you met your fiance.
Yeah. Yay. We can get to that
in
too.
In Thailand.
Re-met, but yes.
Yeah, I guess so.
I definitely fell in love with it. And then my name kept going around town. And then it just took off from there. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'll call it Soul Studio. Because sometimes it love wasn't it. Just about the singing and the technique and the piano. Right. It was all about, how do you feel today? And there's mm-hmm. been a lot of stuff going on. Yeah. Especially for teens. And so yeah. we would end up just journaling. And meditating Aww. And stretching, and then talking about our feelings, writing them down, and then creating songs.
Oh, like, that's so amazing.
Recording like you and I are, having yeah. a conversation, and then just writing music. Even Aww. If it was a verse and a chorus or a bridge in a different key.
Yeah.
Or whatever, we would just get it out there. And I was like, yeah. it's got to be called Soul Studio because it is like, what are you vibing today and what
yeah.
are you?
Yeah. I love
didn't
that.
Want it to be so strict.
Right.
Yeah.
And not just like you're coming in and it's a vocal lesson and that's it.
Yeah.
Well, you're so open and you're so inviting. So it's easy for people to open up to you, I think.
Thank you. And yeah. I do respond a lot to the youth. I find like we connect. Mm-hmm. I do have a lot of young kids, and I have a lot of elderly
yeah.
and people that are retired. But I think my main audience is, I would say, like 13 right. to like 25.
So you built your business in Salmon Arm. How many students did you have at that point?
Before I left, I had 54.
That's insane.
Yeah. So I had like 25 solid regulars.
Right.
And then I had every other weekers,
wow.
once or twice a monthers. And then I was also working with some special needs in the
Right.
mornings.
And still doing your fitness and modeling. Yeah. And yeah.
and it was a lot because I mean, I loved it. I love serving others, and it was a variety.
Yeah.
So diversity is what keeps me going, and it feeds mm-hmm. me. But yeah. you know, there was some heavy stuff too.
Yeah.
It wasn't all just fun and games. Like there were a lot of like, I don't know, you can keep this in or not, but like cutting and
yeah.
like anorexia, bulimia, lots right. of issues with like statutory rape.
Wow.
I've had a lot of kids come in, and they're, I thought it was going to be a fun singing
was
lesson.
That like the, oh, okay, that was like the singing side.
Some singing stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
And yeah, so it was rarely with the special needs. Some of the special needs, I knew what I was walking into.
Right.
Because if they have Tourette's or autism,
right.
I kind of knew the conditions in which I was dealing with. Tourette's, right. Asperger's, ADD, ADHD, yeah. depression,
and
anxiety.
So the kids would just come into the studio and kind of open
up. Basically,
we
would start talking about, oh, they had a crap day, Aww. And why was it such Aww. A terrible day, and then talking about like a lot of bullying,
wow,
and a lot of just older guys or guys their age treating them a certain way,
really?
Or girls or their friends. And I've actually had even dads come in, and they've got scars on their arms,
wow.
and they're working through stuff yeah. from what they have experienced yeah. and trauma. That's something I didn't realize was going to happen.
Yeah, no
so
kidding.
I realized my purpose was a lot bigger than just like, okay, kids, we're going to come in and sing JoJo Siwa today,
yeah.
and Selena Gomez. It's like there's a time and a place, but there's yeah. also like there's some deep stuff we
that's
worked
so cool
through.
I mean with all my vocal lessons, I've never had that.
Yeah.
So that's really cool for you to be able to do that.
And I mean, I credit, again, the professors and teachers at Selkirk uh-huh. because I've had some lessons where it's like, I'm not on my A game, and this
yeah,
is why,
and
I think I gotta talk about it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, wait, this is okay?
Yeah.
Okay, this is okay. We Aww. Need to do this. And so I'm like, I want to be that person. I have to be that yeah. person if I'm going to do this.
Well, you're perfect for it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And then, so you moved from Salmon Arm to Grand Forks, which yeah. is the smallest town
ever.
I was actually born here.
What did I do? No.
I know. And Shelby's family lives here. Her parents live here now. So yes. it's kind of natural. And also, we're way closer, so it's way better.
I agree. Both great Babas, and then Babas and Jettas are here as well.
Yeah.
To buy a house, it's affordable. And before yeah. we start a family, we thought, well, we better get closer to our family.
Right.
Physically closer, because we've yeah. always been close.
And so when you moved here, you obviously had to rebuild
oh,
your
yeah.
business. oh, yeah. But you have a perfect studio in your home.
Thank you. Yeah.
But how has that been?
That
Especially
was
in a small town.
Is a small town where the last name's known, but my reputation wasn't known
yeah.
as
yeah.
much as it was in Salmon Arm. So I was like the new girl.
Yeah.
No one knew me. Why would they trust their kids with me?
Right.
But then I scored an amazing gig at a modified Montessori preschool
yeah.
and daycare and after school care.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. It's called yeah. Roots and Wings. So I got a job there before I moved. That was the goal. We had
yeah.
to get me work before. Because yeah. I've done it the other way. It didn't
yeah.
work out so great. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't. And so I wanted to learn from that. And definitely, I mean, most of the time I'd always do it that way.
Yeah.
But sometimes you take a leap of faith, and if it doesn't work, mm-hmm. you're like, maybe I'll go back to what was working.
Yeah.
So I got my name out there by working with all those kiddos and their families. And then it just took off from there.
Yeah. And now how many students do you have now?
Right now I'm rocking 30 students, 30, well, 32 is like my call list. And then that's I have amazing. Two special needs that I'm working with through the ministry again. So yeah, the Ministry of Family and Child Development. I take them biking, hiking, running. We do food prep. We've obviously had to shift due to Corona. So a lot of those things have been modified now.
Yeah, with tell gloves us about that. Like how that's going or how it's been for you.
The home studio, I shifted to Zoom and Skype. Mm-hmm. I'm a big advocate for Zoom. It seemed to work for me better than Skype. Less delays and glitches. Yep, so I've been doing that. And then when I do work with my special needs, we're not doing food prep. I'm not going into their homes. I pick them up outside. We keep our distance. Right. I sanitize like crazy. And I'll wear the masks and gloves. So will he or she. And then we'll go biking and hiking and keep our distance that way.
Yeah. That's so cool to be able to like go hiking and biking.
For a living.
And exercise. Well, and model. And and just like you're really living your dream life.
I'm like, how can I turn in everything I love into like some, my passions
into. How can
into,
I make money?
How can I make money and make a career? I've done a lot of things that I didn't love to do.
Yeah, of course.
To keep my head above water. And then my side hustles were just my passions and my talents and skills on the side. But I was like, no, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it.
I'm such a firm believer of doing what you love, even if you're going to make less money.
I agree.
I mean, I could never be a person that goes to work every day and comes home. Wow, what a shit day that was.
Yeah. What am I doing this for?
No.
You might be able to do it because you get to coach your girl or boy's soccer and then see their hockey and things like that, that the pro outweigh the cons. But if the pros do not outweigh the cons, then it's short-lived for me and I'm moving on for sure.
Totally.
Like a wholehearted life and happy over everything pretty much. I agree.
You're doing the Zoom lessons and now you have Soul Studio on demand.
Yes. And so Soul Studio on Demand was something that I created way
before.
Like long, long ago, but I didn't take off because I didn't invest. I didn't push it. I didn't have a strong intention to get it out there too much. I was just toying with the idea and just like secretly prepping videos and seeing what it would be like.
Yeah.
And then I thought, no, I really want to do digital series on the side. So my studio would be face to face, special needs face to face. But then I would have a digital series called Soul Studio on Demand, where it would be customized. People would submit videos and audio of them singing, and I would give them customized exercises and warm-ups and corrections, whether it was technique, posture, pitch, like all the things. And then they would also get warm-ups every week.
Yeah.
And I had just so many different offers and things, and the format changed weekly. So I got that kind of up and running, and then Corona hit.
Yeah.
But then I ended up going online anyways because of Corona.
Right.
So I'm still exchanging time for money, right? An hour Zoom or a half hour Zoom for an income. But ideally, Soul Studio on Demand is kind of the end goal because I have not even a master class, but like a whole series of beginner, intermediate, advanced techniques for voice and piano. And then people can kind of go at their own pace.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is still something I'm working on. But I also have a exclusive and private Facebook page called Solo, like a play on words, Solo. So S-O-U-L-O.
Yeah.
And so Soul Studio presents Solo. And there I have like free tutorials and vocal warm-ups, high range, medium to high range, low, how to stretch your range, how to cool down, warm up, vocal boot camps, acrobats, all those things. And it's just so much fun and it's all free. And so if anyone wants to join, like just hit me up on Facebook and I can add you to it. So that's kind of what I'm offering as well as, you know, paid lessons.
So where do people find you on Facebook, Instagram, all those good
Facebook and Instagram. So Facebook, my full name, Shelby Babakayoff.
Okay.
So I'm going to spell it B-A-B-A-K-I-O-F-F.
Yeah.
And I believe you can still find me under Soul Studio.
And I'll link to it in the show notes. So everyone can just click.
Yeah, click on Lisa's link.
And then you have Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram is Shelby Babakayoff Soulful Life.
Yeah.
So again, like a play on words. Everything's like soulful.
Because
it's kind of like a little bit of my puppy, a little bit of Chris and I, a little bit of like you and me hiking, and then some modeling. And then, you know, so I just was like, I didn't want it to be too professional, but I didn't want it to be just me at the gym.
And
so,
then you don't want to have like five different Instagram accounts
for.
Yeah, that's always. I've done that and I've kind of switched. Like I had the Lisa Nicole Fitness.
Yes.
And I haven't used it for quite a while because it gets tiring.
Yeah. It's almost like just pick one and then you can have that umbrella. Fitness, music,
Right.
Like health and wellness outdoors.
Although now I have the podcast and I post like a lot of stuff for the podcast on my Lisa Nicole Music.
Yeah.
But I feel like I should make a page for the podcast. I don't know.
Yeah. And you can do that too. This is like a blessing in that sense where you have the time to kind of just try things out.
Honestly.
That's one tiny blessing. I don't want to say this is a blessing, but.
I know.
Finding a silver lining within all of the trauma. Yeah, exactly.
It's definitely been for me. I know. With this whole thing, I slowed down more than I ever have in my life, ever.
Like you and I were talking about calm. You're calm every day.
Yeah.
Getting more sleep. We don't have to wear makeup. You can kind of just chill.
Yeah.
But I mean, my heart goes out to anyone and everyone who's been affected by it. Yeah. And anyone who's lost loved ones or experienced COVID. Mm-hmm. But I do try to look for like small blessings or like silver linings. So I'm like, that would be one, you know, and really taking a look to reflect and like, do you want to do what you're doing? And if you do, do you want to do it? Balls to the walls. Like, do I want to work Monday to Sunday more right now? Yeah. Like, no, I don't want to do that anymore. Why does it have to be such a grind? So the hustle and the grind has really come to a halt and I'm kind of finding more of a balance.
Yeah, me too.
And now I really want to advocate for that.
I know. Like, and I'm loving it. I'm like, wow, I have time to like go horseback riding and just do things hikes, that I love.
Hang out with my puppy and my man and not be like, okay, in an hour I have to do this. It's like, no, wait, we got like three or four to kill.
Yeah.
You know, and really actually appreciate that time. I mean, not that I didn't before. I didn't take any of that for granted. I mean, heck, he works away half the year. When I see him, it's like honeymoon stage, but it's also just that extra, like, hold on a sec. I don't have to work Sunday. Yeah. Let me work a little bit more when he's gone and a little bit less and when he's home.
It's just like making your own schedule now.
Yeah. Big reflection. Yeah. Like, what do you want? I wanted to go work on a cruise ship. Well, for heaven's sakes. I'm not in a hurry to go work on a cruise right now. I mean, shout out to the cruise lines. I mean, I'll be a customer, but I don't know if I want to go work on one in the next couple of years.
That's what's been hard with like, especially with me for music. Music was the first to go and it will be the last to come back, right? 100%. Like playing live and stuff. So my whole next year is like really shifting. Like I'm still like going to release music, but
your
I have
tour
to do it.
And everything you work so hard for.
Yeah. And I can't even plan a tour because I don't know when things are going to get lifted. So it's just
like we just talked about before we started recording, like the wedding, like Chris and I, we don't want to set a date because who knows if we're going to have to bump it. And if we set a date, we're going to have to go hard to plan everything around that. Book photographers and the tents and the food and everything. Long story short, let's just wait this out. And that's okay. We don't have to be in a rush.
I know.
Take the time to figure out what you actually want instead of just plan, run around and then kind of come to a halt and realize, did you even want that?
And I think that kind of goes with everything in life. People are always in such a hurry to, even myself, I'm like, I need to get this song out tomorrow.
This was the plan.
Yeah. Just adapt to what's happening and figure it out.
I always say it's like survival of the fittest, but it's survival of the people who are able to adapt the most. It doesn't have to be the easiest. Yeah. Just like if you're able to adapt, you're going to survive and you're going to do just fine.
Yeah.
Because I've done that too, where I was like in overdrive. Survival of the fittest. Go! And then it's like, I crash. Yeah. I get sick. Uh-huh. I lose my voice. And then I go, oh, thought we learned that when I was a teenager. Nope, still learning. I'm 30 and starting again.
Taking that time to rest, to be able to rejuvenate yourself, to show up for everybody else later.
I know.
And like you and I are so the same like that. Like even though this morning.
Give.
Yeah.
You have to replenish.
Yeah, replenish. Because it's hard to show up and just be on and just like be so engaging for like
and hold
six
space
hours.
For others. And you have fans coming up to you taking energy, but you're giving it. You're thriving off of it. Yeah. They give to you as much as you give to them. Yeah. But it's still that exchange. And it can be exhausting, even if it fuels you.
Yeah.
And the same thing with me. Like I can't, I have to take a time out and just chill. And I do a lot of yoga, a lot of meditation in conjunction with my crazy training. So there is that balance. But your muscles and the fibers and all the things, you know, they all replenish when you are recovering and taking that time.
So what's like your favorite
recovery, recovery? Like a gentle hike.
It's a gentle hike is not a gentle hike for most people.
A gentle Shelby hike. And like long walks, sometimes an hour and a half, 2 hour walks while I'm listening to a podcast. Yeah. I have so many podcasts and I'm looking for people that love the same things I do. So please reach out to me on Facebook. Like my personal page, even my Instagram or my Soul Studio Shelby B Music page on Facebook. But I would love to hear from people that are, you know, liking the same things we're talking about here. But it's not always getting your heart rate jacked. And trust me, when I rest, I rest. So like sometimes I'm done at like my day's done at 4 and then I'll bake and cook and I like shower and bathe and I'm like a homebody.
Yeah.
So it's not like all day, every day.
Yeah. And you do take days off, full days off where you don't exercise.
Yeah, yeah. Even then, I'll do like a 30-minute walk.
Yeah, and now you're going to have to because now you have a cute little puppy.
I know. She's adorable. Winchester. She's a red-nosed pit crossed with a Great Pyrenees, and she's pure white, y'all. Yeah. So it's been an adjustment, but the best kind. I am truly elated. She was a surprise, so I was very surprised. And it was a big adjustment.
You just brought a puppy home? Okay.
Surprise. Thank you, fiance. I love you so much. But yeah, she's my home girl. Like when Chris comes home, he's like, I'm going to be the third wheel now. And when he comes home, she and I just are attached to the hip. Yeah. And she's so much work, but it's very rewarding.
But now you have someone to run with and hike with.
And just when I thought I had no more energy left to give, right? I have some.
Oh my God.
If you want to see more puppy videos and photos and all that, you just, again, Instagram.
We kind of got off topic there a little bit.
That's typical Shelby and Lisa.
Yeah. We literally, oh my God, our minds are just like, oh, this and then that and then this and then
squirrel.
Yeah. Well, anyways, you guys, thanks so much for listening today and
Lisa, thank you for having me much. I'm so glad we were able to finally do this.
I know, we've been trying for a while. Make sure you check out Shelby on Facebook and Instagram. I will link those to the show notes. We'll see you guys all next week.
Yeah, awesome. Hit me up. I want to meet y'all. Yay. For sure.
Bye.
Thank you.